When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So we have a video. This is a birthday party. You got the king is sitting here at the table, obviously. And to his left is his bride. And I think somewhere off camera to the right is a birthday girl.
Yes.
And so he's going to offer to do something. Do we know the context of all these, how these people got together? Because there's a bunch of other people at the table, right?
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of women and kids? Or
Just a bunch of women, which is the birthday girl's friends. And I guess they planned this day in advance to all get dinner together.
And who is the guy in relation to the birthday person?
That's just one of her friends' husbands. And apparently he's a podcast king. He does a podcast as well that preaches about, you know, treating women right and all this stuff. So they use that against him and say, oh, I thought you were a podcast king. Like,
so he's out on a date with his wife and the wife is to the left?
Yeah.
And he knows the birthday girl and he's been invited to a birthday party.
Right. Through the girlfriend.
Through his wife.
Yeah. Through the wife.
And so he doesn't really know the girl that well. He's just been invited there by his wife or his girlfriend?
His wife.
It's his wife.
Yes. And she has like the stroller.
And so the other people, he doesn't even know them because they're friends of the birthday person?
Not really.
And he doesn't really even know the birthday person, birthday girl either?
I don't think so, no.
Huh. Interesting. Yep. So if your girlfriend or your wife, in this case, comes to you and says, oh, my so-and-so friend's having a birthday party, we should go. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
You would assume that obviously you're going to pay for your wife. Mm-hmm. You and her are going to pay your tab.
Right.
And so apparently he offers to do something nice for the birthday girl who he really doesn't even know. And then something goes a little sideways with that. Because what's his background? He's got a podcast or something?
He's got like a podcast that it's like women empowerment in a way.
Oh, so he's a pro-feminist girl.
Yeah.
Huh. He's pro boss girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's beautiful about karma. It always comes around. Well, consuming too much soy and commie propaganda has consequences. So let's see what happens.
Are you going to let him sit here with a whole table full of women?
I really feel like it's not his responsibility.
I'm married. I do have a husband, though. Hold on, wait a minute. Thank you, guys.
I don't want any dessert.
Can you separate it? I got the birthday girl and my wife.
Separate
tags. Dave, I'm sorry. You're the only man at this table. Why are we doing separate tags? It's all women here.
I'm not responsible for paying everybody. I got the birthday girl.
But you invited everybody.
You invited all of us.
I didn't invite you.
So his girlfriend, his wife invited
you. Ernestine invited you. Okay? I'm responsible for who I brought.
Okay, you're the only man. Okay.
I'm sorry, hold on. We was all doing Russian roulette, paying for credit cards and all that. Now all of a sudden you want to split check?
We're doing split checks, bro? That was 2021.
Yeah, okay? Wait.
Things were different.
Not 21.
But I didn't sign up for that. Okay? There's nobody else doing
but
the...
But you participate.
I know we got
sorry.
You.
Wait a minute, y'all. Hold on. This is my birthday, for real.
Don't get mad at me because I didn't have anything. No. It's Donnie's birthday. Wait a minute. We're not doing this. But you sat at the table. Whose party is it, though?
The birthday
girl. So the wife is the one that arranged the party.
Yes, yeah.
Well, in that case, if she arranged the party, then, yeah, he's on the hook. Because she basically... Because that's like, hey, we're having a cookout this weekend. We're going to watch the football game. You guys should come over.
Right.
And then you get there and they're like, hey, it's $20 cover charge for the wings. And if you want some beer, it's another 10 bucks for that.
Yeah.
If you want all you can eat, it's an extra 20. It's like, you don't do stuff like that. If you have a party, you invite a party. In this case, she kind of put him on the hook. So, I mean, yeah, the wife kind of fucked him.
You think so?
She invited all these friends there, so if I was one of her friends, oh, we're taking so-and-so to dinner for her birthday, you guys should come. That's probably how it happened.
Yeah.
So she, with her big mouth, is inviting everybody to come hang out and basically the husband to pay for it. So he's on the hook because his wife put him on the hook.
Yeah.
Because if you have the party, if you invite people over, if you invite, I mean, it's normal when, you know, like in my family, if I call up my dad or my aunt and uncle and everybody, hey, let's all go to lunch. Well, it's like, it's my idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the one paying the bill. If they call me, hey, let's go out on the boat. It's like, well, it's on him because it's his party. That's just normal protocol. You know, unfortunately, what ended up happening, or do we not know? Just everybody was mad because they're expecting him to pay. And he's like, hey, I don't know anything about this. But the other girls said, your wife basically was the one that invited us. So in that case, you would assume that if you're invited to a party that you're having for so-and-so, they would probably show up, the cake's provided, maybe they've rented a room already. And so you bring the birthday girl a present.
Yeah.
And usually you assume everything's, if you're invited to a party, that they're taking care of that.
Well, then in a part two, the birthday girl and her friend get up and they walk out. And then the other ladies.
His wife? Or just the other girls?
The other girls. Just two other girls. And then the other ladies. They just
up and leave without paying?
Yeah, they're like, I'm not paying anything. It's not my it's my birthday. I'm not paying for anything. Which he already offered to pay her. So he was questioning why she was so upset if he already offered to pay for her. But she's just upset that he wouldn't pay for the whole table.
Yeah. Well, what I look at is, you know, the wife's friends aren't really friends. I mean, even the girl, it was her birthday, she was just kind of had an attitude and was kind of snotty.
You know,
buying her, there, all these people are there to celebrate her birthday, and she, you know, and she has nothing but an attitude for the guy that was like, hey, I'll pay for your thing. So for him, he's like, oh, I'm just invited to come to this birthday party. It's already prearranged. But unbeknownst to him, his wife has invited all these people there, and so it's her show, but you know, quite frankly, the friends and the birthday girl, they just seem kind of like shallow people.
Yeah.
Just the way they talk and they carry on.
Right.
That's, if you're really close, it's like, that's my, none of my friends or my family would, if something like that happened, we would never talk to each other. They just went about their cards and they would pay.
Right.
It wouldn't be a big deal. But the attitude, you just, like, they're not really close. It's a bunch of like fake relationships and friendships there.
Yeah. It's like a sense of an entitlement in a way. And they have the child, which baffles me that they have a baby there. You can tell, like he said, I have my child to pay for, my women to pay for, and I'm also offering to pay for the birthday girl. I can't pay for everybody.
Yeah, but the wife is the one that arranged the party. So it's not good communication on her part to him. But he's probably, because he's a feminist, he's probably used to his wife walking all over his dick like that anyways.
Yeah. Well, if anything, I feel like they should have been mad at her. Like, hey, why'd you even invite us here?
Yeah. If I was sitting there and then I realized that my wife's wouldn't invite everybody, I would say, you know what? I'm sorry, my bad. It is our, you know, and I would have paid for it and been done with it.
Yeah.
But he's like, you can tell, he doesn't like his wife spending his money.
Right.
And so he's doing everything he can to get out of it.
It looks like an expensive restaurant, too, so. Yeah. And she's wearing a Gucci belt, so obviously they
So the other girls get up and walk out.
So two girls get up, they walk out, and then the other girls are sitting there ready to get up, and then he tells the waiter, hey, split the checks, because they were going to leave him so that he could just pay it all, but he was like, no, split the checks, and the other girls stay there waiting.
So those girls stayed and paid?
Yeah.
And the other ones dipped?
Yeah.
The birthday girl dipped?
Yeah, and the girl next to her, so.
So two girls dipped?
Yeah.
I just look at that. That just seems like a bunch of phony, fake people hanging out with people they don't really like. And
right.
Those are not what I would consider close friends or somebody that something like that would never happen in my life or my peer group. It just looks like a bunch of people that barely know each other or they're trying to look good to the Joneses, so to speak. And they're there for what each other can do for the other person, not because they genuinely have a deep friendship and connection to one another.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's kind of a circus, but, you know, that's that guy's fault. He's supposed to set the standard. His woman walks all over him because, again, he empowered it. He's a feminist. So, you know, write the check, dude.